this deal that guarantees the pathway to a nuclear weapon, then we'll be at war. And of course, we proved just the opposite, right? Secretary Kerry had said you can't get peace without solving the Palestinian problem. We demonstrated that wasn't true. We were realistic about the world. We engaged diplomatically across a broad spectrum when we brought these Gulf states together with the Israelis for a security arrangement that benefits Americans all across the country. To go back to that deal would be an enormous regression and an enormous increase in the risk to the United States of America.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And finally, the Ford Mustang is the best-selling sports car worldwide for the second year in a row. The Mustang topping all competitors due to a surge in sales of the Bullitt and Shelby models, with over 80,000 global sales in 2020. The U.S. is its strongest market, representing around three-quarters of total sales. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It's very
couple of features coming across to produce off and on rainy periods, not only tonight, but again tomorrow night, then again on Thursday too. They'll come and go. It won't be a persistent rain, but collectively over the next several days, some spots could get upwards 3, 4, 5, or 6 inch rainfall totals. Flood watch in effect till midday Thursday. 60s overnight. Clouds with off and on rains tomorrow. The highs into the upper 70s tomorrow, and only a cooler low 70s Thursday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show, with over 250 tables, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, April 17th, 9 to 5, Sunday, April 18th, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5. 10 and under get in free. Good for both days. $2 discount for military and police at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, April 17th, Sunday, April 18th, at the Castine Center, Mandeville.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with three locations to serve you: Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. Mike is not with us as per usual on Tuesdays and, of course, on Thursdays, but it was time to change things up a little bit. So Tony, who also works for the station and produces Jeff's show in the morning and Effie's show and John's show, him and I have a shared interest in professional wrestling. So we've been kicking it around for about a week or so. I'm like, you know, let's just start talking wrestling because we can talk about it all day long. And fortunately for us, we were able to get some of Wildcat Sports and Entertainment stars, Chuck Devine and Danny Flamingo, to join us tonight. Gentlemen, how's it going? I'm doing well. I'm doing well. You know, it's a lot colder than what I thought it was going to be today and a hell of a lot rainier than what I thought it was going to be today. So, again, I want to thank you guys for stopping by and braving the conditions to come out and shoot the breeze with us.
Well, you know, rain in this city ain't no joke. So
No. So, you know, we want to talk about what Wildcat does, because I caught it when I first moved to New Orleans a few years ago, because I'll watch any of it. ROH, AEW, really became a big AEW fan recently. Of course, WWE. Some of my earliest memories, my grandfather taking me to the wrestling matches at the Kiel Auditorium to see NWA, you know, Ric Flair, the One Man Gang, the Steiners, you know, you name them. I went, because we would go like every couple of months. So I enjoy it, and I enjoy all aspects of it. I love the performance, but the stories that go behind it are to me even more fascinating these days. And I'm sure that you guys have great stories to tell. And so why don't you tell everybody, you know, introduce yourself and talk about how you guys got your starts.
Me first, huh? All right. Well, I started with Wildcat Sports. This is Chuck Devine, everybody. I started with Wildcat about 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. I just came up through the school. And after about a year, started working matches and eventually got put on the road, too, and started traveling the country and working for other promotions around America, just trying to get my name out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride. I've definitely met a lot of interesting people.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Like this guy next to me right now.
This guy. You're talking about this guy, huh? For those of you who don't know, I am the one and only Prince of Paris Road, the patron saint of Saint Bernard, the Shalmatian sensation, Danny Flamingo. That's a beautiful thing. Should probably write that down. And again, for those who don't know, I've been with Wildcat Sports. Actually, this month makes 8 years for me. As a matter of fact, I texted Jay Spade last night. And I'm like, hey, didn't we start on the 12th? And he's like, I have no idea. I said, but it was this month, wasn't it? He said, yeah, it's this month. I get hit in the head a lot. I don't remember a lot of things. But 8 years ago today, I started training. It took me 9 months to have my first match, which was a hole in the wall in Mississippi. Same thing with the promotion. Actually, they're not even around anymore because they pop up and go so quickly.
Yeah.
I wrestled one of my coaches at the time, Carlos Socorro, and then I had my debut match. My debut match with Wildcat Sports. It was me tagging with absolute Ricky Starks,
yes,
against Purple Haze and a wild card Jay Spade. Currently, if I'm not mistaken, barely holding on to his longest Wildcat Sports heavyweight championship title reign. I think Ryan Davis is about to beat him.
Mm-hmm.
Damn coronavirus. At least that's what Jay says. I got no dog in a hunt. Both of them guys beat me. It's BS.
Well, you know, and when I started watching it, you know, the thing that's really that I find interesting about it is, and we talked a little bit off the air, is that it is a little bit of something for everybody, where you can. It is family friendly, which that obviously that's big with WWE right now. I don't necessarily care for it as much because I grew up with the Attitude Era and those kind of things.
Amen.
But I see where there's a place for it, and there's sponsorship dollars to it. But what I enjoy about what I've watched from Wildcat is that you don't treat fans like they're stupid. You know what I mean? Because things have changed over the years with social media and everything else. And Tony and I have talked about it numerous times. It's so hard to, you've said it yourself, you're storytellers. It's so hard for you to buy in if these are grown men or grown women who are really pissed off at somebody and I'm going to kick your butt. Kids don't even talk like that at the bus stop.
No, because it's almost like everything's mic'd. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Because even my kids get in trouble with doing things at the bus stop. And I'm like, why did you do that? Like, what are you doing? We appreciate that very much. It's one of the things that I can say that I'm proud to be a part of a company. Granted, our shows are family friendly. But if you go back and you watch Jay Spade versus Danny Flamingo in an I Quit match, you know, that wasn't for the faint of heart. I mean, we had families in the crowd. Mm-hmm. However, we have a little bit of something for everybody.
Right.
Just like X-Rated, once a year, you get to see Danny Flamingo's freak flag fly, baby. Telling you.
What makes an X-Rated match different from a family-friendly match, for those who don't know the difference?
Well, X-Rated is the title of our one, like, adults-only show of the year. It is not an X-Rated show. So,
you'd be surprised when people get really upset about that.
There's no mud wrestling.
I did get some looks hanging up a poster one time. Like, who are these like almost naked men with like X-Rated written underneath and hanging up in my coffee shop? It's a wrestling show, I swear.
We actually had, for that first show, we actually had a porn star on the card. So, I mean, you know.
Nice.
But hey. Basically, you know, on that show, you're going to see things a lot wilder than you would at a normal Wildcat show. So, blood, violence, profanity.
Oh, a lot of profanity.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of fun.
We will talk about the profanity because, again, it's things that I say to people that it's, oh, it's fantastic. It would make anybody cringe. It's amazing. It really is. Things you would have to register with the state for. I'm just saying.
Well, in talking about your live shows, and I feel like you guys have a good mix also of, yeah, you guys have the homegrown talent that goes through Wildcat training, but then you also bring in, you have Stevie Ray, you have Stevie Richards. I saw Teddy Long on there. I saw you in a hardcore match against Sabu.
You can imagine here that conversation. Oh, yeah, go ahead, finish. I'm gonna tell
you
about
that. So what I'm saying is that there's, you know, there's so, again, something for everybody. And also, how valuable is that getting under the learning tree and working with some of these guys and or gals when the time
What you think,
approaches.
Chuck?
I mean, it's priceless. You know, the opportunities that we've had to be able to work, learn, and grow with, you know, real veterans of the game,
mm-hmm.
Guys who I grew up watching, mm-hmm. and idolizing, guys who made me want to get into it.
Sure.
So it's, there's no price you can put on that.
It's important to appeal to the entire demographic, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody's not going to like the spots that you would see on AEW constantly.
Right.
But then there are people like you that are going to love that. Mm-hmm. So we have our lucha matches. You got guys like Chuck and I that are all very old school NWA. You know, they've multiple people have affiliated Wildcat Sports to Mid-South Wrestling, which is a huge honor.
Big time. Mm-hmm.
You know, we tell stories. Doesn't mean that we don't do the flips. Doesn't mean we don't do the dives, any of these things. Or chairs and kendo sticks. As a matter of fact, kendo sticks happen to be one of my personal favorite things. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Hey, it is. It's fantastic. Especially when you're doing the hit and not getting it. You know what I'm saying? But to be able to appeal, and again, especially for women's professional wrestling, which here we go. You wanted it. Here it comes. So for me personally, I know amongst men, women's wrestling isn't that entertaining. I love women, just fantastic creatures. Like right. We don't deserve them.
The right. Fair sex.
I'm just saying. Right. So to be able to watch one that is aesthetically pleasing and she can work,
yeah,
is amazing. You know, I'll never forget watching Taylor Wilde versus Daphne. It was actually a tag match. It was from TNA. It was Daphne and Abyss. I think it was Abyss. Mm. And Raven and Taylor Wilde. But the girls got together and they were doing their thing. And whatever spot they were going on, you got Daphne on a table. And then you got Taylor Wilde on the stage. And you could see she's like, shh, I'm already up here. I got to go. I can't not go. And she dives on her. There was thumbtacks. They did all of the work. It looked amazing. Mm-hmm. Nowadays in independent wrestling, nobody wants to tell the women that something's wrong, that it's not good, or you need to do this, or you need to do that, because everybody's afraid of getting in trouble, mm-hmm. being sexist, or whatever it may be.
Right.
However, that is one thing, the biggest thing that separates Wildcat Sports from a promotion and a school. If you do something that is not good, we will tell you.
Absolutely.
We will also tell you what you should do to make it better. So yes. Again, we got flavors for everybody, right?
Yeah. And do you guys mind sticking around? We got to take a quick break. Is that all right with y'all?
Sure.
I ain't got nothing to do but hang out with you guys.
All right. All right. We're talking to Chuck Devine and Danny Flamingo of Wildcat Sports and Entertainment. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this. Your heart race on a crystal night. Everybody grab a torch to light. We'll be right back.
has an AR-15.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
WGSO will be holding an online auction to benefit our 75 for 75 campaign beginning on April 15th and running through May 2nd. There will be tons of great items to bid on, including Saints and LSU memorabilia, trips, and much more. The auction will culminate with a two-day radio-a-thon during the weekend of May 1st and 2nd. For more information on the auction and how you can get involved, go to WGSO.com.
Rebecca Chapman, who is the general manager, Jimmy Setchum, who is the executive chef at Broussard's Restaurant, one of the most beautiful restaurants in New Orleans, because Broussard's is a true New Orleans restaurant, and you guys are both New Orleanians.
It's such a pleasure and an honor to be a part of the history and culture at Broussard's.
If you haven't been there lately, you need to correct that problem. Get over there. They got the 1920 special, which is the date of the founding of Broussard's, on wines and on food.
Broussard's Restaurant, 819 Conti, in the heart of the French Quarter.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. What's your plan?
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. We're talking with Chuck Devine and Danny Flamingo of Wildcat Sports and Entertainment and about the wrestling industry and what Wildcat does and what they bring to the table in the New Orleans area and around. So the big thing, obviously, it's been a hell of a year for everybody. We haven't been able to go see live music, haven't been able to go to concerts, and more importantly, we haven't been able to go see live wrestling.
Look, I mean this, and it does not mean to sound as sarcastic as it does. God, it is heartbreaking.
Right. You know, but at the same time, I do think that what WWE did, you know, the fact that they kept the show going whenever there was nothing else on, no sports, no nothing, that's admirable. It had to be ridiculous to try to work under those conditions where whenever you're looking for crowd interaction and not be able to get that, that had to be awful.
People it's don't understand easy. How... Man. How significant the audience really is.
Yeah.
And for us on the independent level, merchandise, ticket sales, mm-hmm. these are all crucial aspects. We film things, but again, our training facility, we don't have air conditioning. It's a warehouse. You know right. what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, and if what fans and things like that, when you're filming, you can't turn fans on. Like, yeah. I mean, I forget what it was. Would you work for that match? What was your match?
That show?
Yeah.
I worked twice.
The first match was the tag match? No, yeah. You had the four-way for the title.
Mm-hmm. I had a four-way elimination match for the Revolution Championship, and then I had an opportunity to get the tag titles, me and Jet Danger against Hawks Airy.
I tell you what, this dude had two title shots in one day and couldn't get the job done neither time, all right? And then on top of that, he picked some degenerate window licker to go against the top tag team, not only in the company, being the boss himself, Luke Hawks and PJ Hawks, but you could – really? Really? You know them guys are the probably the best coast-to-coast right now in the independent scene.
Yeah, I beat the hell out of Luke Hawks by myself, and it is on film. Also,
he's not wrong.
Before that day, I was on a winning streak, which I know is an alien term to you. That's when you win over and over without losing.
Hey, I won my last match, all right, Ditch Digger?
So when is there going to be some live wrestling from Wildcat coming up anytime soon?
There will be.
Yep.
We cannot give you dates. Mm-hmm. We can give you that the goal is this summer.
Okay.
And again, that is even subject to change. It might even go into the fall. It depends on what the Louisiana State Athletic Commission lets us do. Mm-hmm. It depends on what city we're running in. You know, what parish? Mm-hmm. Are we going to be in Jefferson? We're going to be in Orleans? Hell, we're going to be in St. Bernard. Again, so mm-hmm. the goal is definitely to have at least one show before this year is out.
Yep.
So we have, like you said, you have shows coming up. But before the break, or during the break, we were talking about how you can't really watch certain wrestling programs because it's hard to see bad wrestling. What would you say Wildcat really brings to the table that other more mainstream programs might not?
It's really, we were just talking about it earlier, about storytelling, and it's sometimes a lost art, specifically on the independent scene. And I think with Wildcat, it's we don't just tell a story, we tell the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of, you know, on the micro and macro level, it's the small, like, nuanced details to really conveying a story to the crowd. I really liked, we saw the other day, you know, there was this program with PJ Hawks and Stevie Richards worked three matches. And, you know, it's not mm-hmm. just one match or one part of a match. It's the overall story that takes place, like, over months and builds up. And, mm-hmm. they told a story for a year. Mm-hmm. And I thought that, you know, that story was woven together really well. And it definitely, you know, it was conveyed well to the crowd. You know, they loved it. And by mm-hmm. the time that feud ended at the Rev Rumble with the street fight, I mean, the crowd was going nuts.
Mm-hmm. On their feet.
Yeah.
Can't beat a good journey.
It's just something that, you know, somewhat of a lost art these days. And that's something that I think Wildcat really brings to the table.
I think you get to that point too with some of it. And if there is this long journey and then the payoff's not there at the end too, that's even, as you know, for on our side of it, that's where where it's.
There should be a reason behind everything.
Sure.
Nothing should just happen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's a good point. Now we're going to talk to those people with ADD.
Well, go ahead. We got a minute before we have to
go. Got a minute. So, how many super kicks you think you should see in one match?
That's a very good point.
In AEW, you count any one of their matches and how many super kicks you're going to see in one match. That is one of the biggest differences with Wildcat Sports and most promotions.
Yeah.
And like Chuck said, doing things that make sense. Mm-hmm. If I insult your intelligence, I did it on purpose because I want you to hate me, not because I think you are really that stupid.
Yeah, and that's part of it too. You know, you want to pay to see the good guys win, and you want to pay. It's just as equally as important to see the bad guys or heels get their ass kicked. You know, so we'll talk more. You guys mind sticking around?
I told you.
All right,
just for y'all.
We're gonna take a break. We'll come back with more with Chuck Devine and Danny Flamingo right after this.
WGSO from the Fuca Range
to Funchal Square. Things have changed.
WGSO. Do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. With congressional efforts to raise the federal minimum wage off the table, Governor Edwards is looking to the legislature to increase the state's $7.25 an hour minimum this session. In the past years, Edwards put his weight behind a single bill, but this time he says he'll take any raise he can get, even if it's below his preferred number.
My message to the legislature is simple. Pass a bill, get it on my desk, I'll sign it.
House Speaker Clay Schenkneider's proposal to centralize Louisiana's sales tax collection system gets positive results from a House committee. Shreveport Representative Tammy Phelps says she supports the idea of a centralized sales tax system that's easier for small businesses, but she's concerned about whether voters will understand what the proposed constitutional amendment will actually do.
And they will be calling our offices to say, what does this mean?
Sure.
Will you break the language down for me in layman terms?
The new system is designed to assure the right amount of taxes is collected. LRN.
Five storms hit Louisiana's coast this past hurricane season. Laura and Delta left a trail of destruction. I'm Insurance Commissioner Jim Donlan. If you're a policyholder trying to complete your insurance claim, the Louisiana Department of Insurance can help. One call to our office and we'll help you understand your rights as a policyholder. We can offer guidance and tips to help you through your claim. If you feel you've been shortchanged by your insurer, we'll gladly review your claim and offer advice on how to proceed. Our goal is to help you recover fully from the storm, to be stronger for tomorrow. Even if your claim has been paid and you then learn of new damages or costs associated with the storm, you probably still have the right to ask your insurance company for additional money. If you need our help, give us a call, 1-800-259-5300, or go to ldi.la.gov. This is Insurance Commissioner Jim Donlan, and we're ready to help you.
Louisiana Department of Insurance, how may I help you?
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
The wait is over. Morning Call is back. Come visit us at our beautiful new location at the corner of Canal Boulevard and City Park Avenue. Enjoy our spacious outdoor patio, or come on in and savor the unique ambiance. Delight your taste buds with our hand-rolled sourdough beignets, our delicious French drip, dark roast coffee and chicory, or sample one of our other local offerings. For over 151 years, Morning Call has been patronized by tourists and notables the world over.
All right.
right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Make sure you head over there. You can find out about the new not-for-profit status and the 75 for 75 campaign that's going to start. Well, it's going right now, but the auction is going to start on Thursday. So head over to WGSO.com and check that out. Now, we've been talking with Chuck Devine, Danny Flamingo about Wildcat Sports and Entertainment, and you guys alluded to the fact that the goal is to have wrestling again by the end of the year. But with having the school, that hasn't stopped, right?
Oh, no. No.
So where can people find the information? And, you know, number one, I think that needs to be prefaced that it's this isn't something for everybody.
No. No, absolutely not.
No.
You know, I'm sure anybody is allowed to give it a shot.
It everybody's money spends.
That's
but,
right.
But we have turned students away. Mm-hmm. It is a dedication. We tell guys that are that have girl anyone that has a significant other, this is your new mistress. Because mm-hmm. if you ain't here, you should be in a gym. If you ain't in a gym, you should be in a ring. It we did slow down. We actually shut down a couple times because the virus had come knocking on our door. A couple of students had gotten sick, mm-hmm. So we weren't completely unscathed. However, when things were allowed to open back up, because again, we are big on following our guidelines set by the Louisiana State Athletic Commission. We won't ruffle no feathers. So when we reopened, all of our precautions of cleaning and things that we had done already normally, I don't understand why a virus has to come out to tell you to wash your hands. It right. doesn't make no sense to me, but all right, I'm just over here, okay? I'm just saying.
Right.
But all the training, again, it goes as it goes. However, you don't have to be just a wrestler. You can be a referee. You can be a manager. Mm-hmm. Even guys, the host, Sammy Kiss, who's our show, that dude went through training. Mm-hmm. Physical push-ups. I remember watching him puke. All right? So mm-hmm. everybody gets their hands dirty. You want to play, you got to pay.
That's right.
One way or another.
Absolutely.
But again, like I shared with you guys earlier, if you do something that is not good, is not proper, is unsafe, we are going to tell you. I mean, again, Chuck Devine and myself, I'm a graduate of Wildcat Sports. Chuck Devine's actually one of my students. And again, he's a graduate. He has been up and down the road. He's wrestled in California. Have you wrestled in Mexico as well?
I was on the show. I didn't wrestle.
Okay. See, same thing happened to me. I was supposed to wrestle in Mexico, and Rey Mysterio had his accident. And unfortunately, that performer was the guy that died in the ring, had his neck broken. They chilled out with wrestling. So again, we had to move the show into California. But I mean, because of Wildcat Sports, I've been coast to coast. I've seen the sunset across the mountains of Arizona. I've been through the mountains of Georgia, like things I never thought I would ever do in my life. Mm-hmm. I'm doing,
That's a beautiful thing.
Write that down.
Right. But speaking of the school, so like you said, it's not for everybody. But there's a lot of people who love watching wrestling, but there's also a lot of people who want to get into wrestling. What do you think was like a moment for you guys that made you go, this is what I want to do, not just watch?
I mean, me and every other wrestler in the world grew up watching it, loving it, and it's all I ever wanted to do. Just a little bit of my background, and I did social work for a few years. I was a school teacher. Like, even the whole time, even during that, I was like, yeah, but I really want to be a wrestler. That's where my heart is. Everyone, it's been everyone's dream, I've always wanted to do it. Him too.
I like the fact that I get paid to punch people in the face. everything, Chuck's right. We all have a similar story. So again, it's one of the things that I try to be different on. Because again, you can only hear the same story so many times. In case nobody in our room's noticed, I love the attention.
He talks a lot.
I love it. And the fact that people pay money to see me, the fact that people pay money to wear my merchandise, again, like we said earlier, it is a high that is incomparable to anything else. Yeah. Granted, I don't do drugs and stuff like that. However, I'm sure, again, adrenaline is just something that's why people jump out of planes. Why, base jump, whatever it may be, bungee jumping, whatever it may be, and again, however you can get that high, whether you're a referee, you're a valet, whatever it may be, it may be a cameraman, it could be the host of the show, it could be the host of the live show or the TV show. Mm-hmm. It's an adrenaline high for me, unlike nothing else.
Yeah, I think that's. I think you hit the nail on the head, and you know, and to your point, also, you brought something up like if somebody's not going to cut it, you're honest with them and say, hey, this isn't for you. And that's the same thing I know. Whenever I was in college for radio, it wasn't for everybody, and they brought everybody in one at a time. It was like,
no one's ready. You know what I mean? We are a school. We will train you and teach you how to do it. If you look at me right now and look at a picture of me when I signed up, I'm a completely different human being than I was.
Sure.
You know, I'm almost, 60, 70 pounds heavier?
Easy.
You know, so no one walks in just ready to go.
Yeah.
But we will condition you and train you to be able to do this professionally. A lot of people come in not really athletic or not a college or amateur athletic background, anything like that. But, you know, you can learn. That's why we exist.
Right. See, it's one of them things. Again, it sets us apart from everyone else. So you come in, I want to be a wrestler. Well, guess what? 3 months in, you realize, well, I don't want to be a wrestler. I can't handle it. Or 6 months in, halfway through, because the course is a year long. Mm-hmm. Halfway through, you decide you don't want to do it. Well, then, okay, you could be a referee. You could be a manager. We still teach you things. If you put in the work, you put in the effort, you show that you really want it, we will find a place for you. If you really want to be a part of the show, but you got to want it. When I first came, I thought I had 3 months to get ready, and I had 3 days. And when I went, my first day, I puked and I cried. I can't tell you how many times I'd sit in a bathtub soaking in Epsom salt because everything hurt so bad. My wife told me that she would hear me whimper in my sleep because I was out of shape. And it took me 3 months to get into shape to be able to step foot in the ring. So just because you're not good enough to be a wrestler, you know, or you don't think, or you can't talk, these are all things that we teach you how to do. But if you look like garbage, we are not going to put you in front of a live crowd. And I'm sorry if I offend anybody by saying that, but it's the truth. Mm-hmm. Do you really think, again, our tuition is $3,400. You got a $400 down payment, and you got $250 a month. You telling me you're going to pay that to look stupid? We had a guy recently quit. He's like, I'm not going to pay $400 to work out. Really? You go pay that gym membership and you ain't going to go. Yeah. That's why you quit now. Yeah. You think the grass is greener on the other side. Wherever you may find it, go ahead, do your thing. We are established. We have credentials. We have proof sitting in front of you that you're listening through your ear holes to. Just because you're bad at something don't mean you can't get better. Buku Dao couldn't do a roll when he started. This dude flips. Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Buku Dao could not do a front roll when he started at Wildcat Sports. I didn't witness this. I was telling you, this is the stories you hear. This is a story for you. But Buku Dao wants it so bad, that's what he did. He learned how to roll correctly. He couldn't do a drop kick now. You can't keep that little ragamuffin all on his feet. Like, literally. And he sat. He put the bag in the ring, and he did drop kicks a million times to get it.
That's right.
You know, I mean, people don't understand that. Buku Dao lied to his family. I don't know, are y'all familiar with our roster? You familiar with Buku Dao?
Yeah.
All right, he's one of our coaches, okay? This guy lied to his parents and said he was going to medical school to be a physical therapist, and he was training at Wildcat Sports.
At Tulane, yeah.
Yes.
That's badass. Hell yeah.
And look, if you know anything about Vietnamese families, them people don't play.
Right.
The only thing worse than that is making a Mexican family or a Latin family mad at you, okay? Like, you it's certain things you don't do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm Italian. I'd go head-to-head with my parents before I intimidated, say anything to a Vietnamese family. You're out of your mind. I even look at him. I was like, dude, you're lucky alive. He's like, I know.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you guys so much for coming by and tell everybody where they can find out more information about you and about Wildcat Sports and Entertainment.
WildcatSports.com. Also, we are on Facebook and Instagram. My personal, you can look at me on Instagram. It's Chuck_Devine. That's Devine, D-E-V-I-N-E. Also, be sure to check out our YouTube channel. We have a lot of content on there, a lot of old episodes. There's a lot of wrestling on there. And just follow us on social media. And definitely keep an eye out because we will be having a show soon. Soonish. This year. I promise you, we will have a show.
Whenever you're ready to get a firm date on it, I hope you guys will come back and chat with us and
absolutely.
Share with us.
I live 15 blocks away from here.
I don't live far from here, and even if I did, it's fine. Have you seen you? I'll make time for you. It's okay. All right.
I like
him. I mean, I like him. I like him tall, dark, and handsome, but he ain't tall.
It's all right. That's true.
You can find me. I'm Danny Flamingo on Instagram, Danny Flamingo 2013, the Shoutmation Sensation on Facebook. And like Chuck said, please, by all means, all of our content is on YouTube right now. So by all means, hit it up. And if you have any questions about the school, Wildcat Sports, on the Facebook page, it has a breakdown for everything and contact information if you are serious about making your dreams mm-hmm. come true.
Because it can happen. You can do it.
That's right. That's why we're all here.
I mean, did you guys dream about being in radio, or is it just a good job?
I think it's
both for me.
It's a little bit of both. It wasn't. Long story short, I was a basketball player, ruptured my spleen, lost all my basketball scholarships.
Jesus.
Accidentally ended up in radio broadcasting program because I took one elective and they called me and said, you need to take this other one too. And I said, okay, whatever. And the next thing I know, I fell in love with it. And it was that outlet to let your ego go. And,
amen to that.
You know? So, yeah, that's how I got into it. It was a little...
it was a similar thing for Matt Lancey. He did not even want to show up. He did not. He came because of a friend. And then ends up being head coach underneath Luke Hawks.
It's amazing.
The only... person to hold not only both the heavyweight and the Revolution title in one. He's the only person that's done it twice. So I mean, like, wow. Again, no interest. Yeah, I guess I'll go train and be a professional wrestler. And then now he's one of the top guys, if not the top guy in the company.
Yep. Hey, don't knock it till you try it, right?
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again, guys. We appreciate you coming
Thank
by.
You.
And again, make sure everybody goes and checks out Wildcat Sports and their YouTube channel. There's all kinds of great matches and stuff on there. I was watching some of it earlier today. And so let's take a break, and we'll come back. And Tony and I are going to give our takes on WrestleMania. So we'll be back after that.
Packed in a trunk somewhere around my mark of 112. Papa started humming a funk. I got a Jones in my bones before we know. We're singing this melody. Stop the car, pulled out the guitar. Halfway to New Orleans, said, take me home.
Brought to you by the Saint Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the Saint Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at saintrockmarket.com.
The Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour is here once again every Saturday at WGSO 990 AM from 1 to 2 p.m.
Hi, I'm Clay.
And this is Huck.
Join us for Liberty or Lockdown.
Thursday at 5 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
This is Roland Creason from Nolatown Bible Study. Let's get back to Bible study.
Tuesdays at 7 p.m.
here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Propel your business forward with a partner with 50 years of experience. When your business needs get noticed, call on the experts at Sir Speedy New Orleans. Print, signs, marketing, promotional products, and more. Together, we can do more. Visit us on the web at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or give us a call at 504-586-9812.
Good morning, class. A quick head count. Tiffany.
Here.
Zach.
Yup.
Steven. Is he absent again?
For many kids, just getting to school feels like a challenge.
staying through graduation is even harder. That's where Communities and Schools comes in. A powerful community of caring adults, working with vulnerable kids in schools every day, helping them overcome the barriers that stand in the way of learning. Hunger, homelessness, health problems, and even emotional trauma. Communities and Schools. We're inside schools partnering with teachers and counselors, empowering at-risk kids by providing supportive relationships, doing whatever it takes to help them thrive in school and have brighter futures. Communities and Schools. We're in schools to help kids stay in school. See how we help all kids succeed at communitiesandschools.org.
I've seen what you call progress. Every warning sign ignored. And there's a muffled voice of reason, but we can't make out the words.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. I want to thank Chuck Devine and Danny Flamingo for stopping by, talking about Wildcat Sports and Entertainment and what they have going on. And hopefully they come back again and keep us updated on when they get back at it live. Because just like everything else, you know, we're all chomping at the bit to go do things again. And why not go see some professional wrestling? So speaking of professional wrestling, this is the last weekend was the big week for WWE with WrestleMania. And Tony, you came by and we checked out night two, but you went back, you watched night one also.
Yeah, and it was night one was actually pretty exciting, I can't lie, but I gotta be real, it's supposed to be the most exciting night in wrestling, correct?
Yep.
Did it
the granddaddy of them all.
Did it feel like the most exciting night of wrestling to you?
No.
Yeah, it felt like a little C grade in my opinion, but nonetheless, I think that WrestleMania still had a lot of really great moments. Mm-hmm. I was really excited to see Bad Bunny out there. Surprisingly, like, not bad in the ring.
Not bad. He can work a little bit.
He can work it. I was a little surprised by that. I also really liked a couple of surprise matches I didn't think would be as good as they were. Seth Rollins versus Cesaro was really good. It was really entertaining. Just both really just big dudes who are agile. It's not so often you see such like they're tall, they're heavyweights, but they move around like they're like Rey Mysterio or something.
Yeah, and I think to an extent, Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre match, for them being the two big horses for WWE, granted, I was a little surprised with the finish on that. I thought for sure the build-up for Drew McIntyre, because he didn't really get his WrestleMania moment last year in front of people. I thought, oh, well, you know, this is all, the handwriting's on the wall on this. They're going to give him the moment, but they didn't.
Yeah, it was still an entertaining match, though. I'll give it that. But then again, it's just like a lot of the matches were kind of anticlimactic, I guess.
Yeah, and I hate to put it this way, but I wonder if part of that goes back to first time with a live audience, and you know, obviously you've got they're your fans. These are people that paid the money to come see the show, and. I hate to say that. Is it a matter of like whatever we give them is going to be enough?
I just feel like whether or not you have fans in the stadium or they're watching at home, I feel like whether or not you have good writing, that should never have been a factor, you know?
Well, there you said a lot there.
I think it's like the first time they had fans, because usually you're used to that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. If like maybe like in like a sporting event or something where it's like maybe there's the first time where like they maybe had to get used to it again. I mean, I'm sure they were happy to have it. I mean, anybody would be, whether you're a fan in the stand, if you're a guy or gal in the ring, you're like, hey, but I think maybe they just like it's new again.
Yeah, could be.
And you know, I got to stop beating around the bush, and I just got to talk about what I'm trying to talk about. I'm trying to talk about this triple threat match that happened between Roman Reigns, Edge, and I guess Daniel Bryan was there. He came in, he played soccer for about half a minute, and then he got laid out again. But
yeah. You know, and you and I talked about it. Talk about anticlimactic. I thought that was very anticlimactic.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Edge is cool. I guess if he would have won, it would have been exciting or whatever, and I guess he deserved the matchup. But like, I knew he wasn't going to win the whole time. However, it does beg a question for me: how dominant? On like a top five list, where would you rank Roman Reigns as like a dominant
champion? Well, what I truly think or what it's trying to be portrayed as?
Whichever you want to answer first.
I would say somewhere in the middle. I feel like he's not a Brock Lesnar type, because I was at that WrestleMania where he fought Brock Lesnar, and that was, it honestly made me feel bad for Roman Reigns, because he took some stiff licks, and the fact that he was booed the whole time and he was supposed to be the top face, baby face.
Yeah.
That was disappointing. And you know, but I think that's a lot of WWE and how they've booked him coming into it. But I feel like they've put themselves in a corner now with how they can, where is that story going to go? Cause there's only going to be a couple people now that are going to be able to knock him off, and whoever knocks him off is going to have to be the top guy.
Well, you know, speaking of other dominant champions, I was going to discuss Triple H. I've seen a lot of the hype train saying that we haven't really had I don't want to use the word charismatic, because I don't think Roman Reigns is that charismatic, nor do I think Triple H is that charismatic, but we haven't really had a face and a champion that's been as dominant as Triple H, but I think that's a little bit overhyping. However, on people who could knock him off, you've talked about it. We've all talked about it. I want to talk about other great wrestling families. Dwayne.
Mm-hmm. I think that's about the only place you're going to be able to go with it right now.
Yeah, but I mean,
and at that point, is Dwayne going to do that? And we're talking about The Rock for all of you at home.
The Big Johnson. But I mean, they're related. Both huge wrestling families, a wrestling family, I guess. Do you think he would be against it? I mean,
he said he's open to having that match, but I feel like if they have that match, with him, you know, rarely ever making appearances anymore, there's no way he wins that, because why would you lose your top heel, your top bad guy? Make him finally get knocked off to a guy that's a part timer.
And if it's a one off too, because the thing is, if it's a one off, because he's coming in, you'd want him to, you kind of want it to be, oh hey, hope like maybe a rematch or something, especially with someone of The Rock,
who's
come back, yeah.
Or it could just be like cementing the legacy and have him at a main event, like another WrestleMania or a SummerSlam, and beat The Rock, and then boom, cement.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I think the first wrestling show night, I think it's went pretty good.
Yeah, I would give it a 5-star frog splash.
I like it. We'll continue to do this on Tuesday nights. We'll talk more about AEW, and who knows? We'll try to cover all the bases with Impact Wrestling and WWE and everything. So, again, we want to thank Danny Flamingo and Chuck Devine from Wildcat Sports and Entertainment. Go check them out at wildcatsports.com. And until then, let's play Gloria and head home.
For more Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
This is Alex Jones. Listen to me on WGSO 990 AM, the only locally owned independent news talk station in New Orleans.